Congresswoman McKinney, Dr. Kahn, Mr. McIlvain, fellow citizens, it is an honor to be here today to discuss some of the most serious issues ever to present themselves before a free people. There are many things I do not need to say here today. Others will say them for all of us. Almost all of us are deeply aware of and disturbed by the glaring inconsistencies, the evidence tampering, the obstruction of justice, the nonfeasance, the malfeasance, and the other crimes represented by the final report of the Cain Commission investigating the attacks of September the 11th. I will not digress to discuss them here, but for the record, I would like it noted that the entire membership of the Cain Commission is horribly and blatantly compromised by often egregious conflicts of interest that would have made them ineligible for participation in the tribunal charged with rendering a full accounting of the events of 9/11. Their conduct in the discharge of their duties was a shameful and criminal affirmation of those vested interests. Since the day of the attacks, my newsletter, From the Wilderness, reinforced by an incredible staff of writers and editors, has worked virtually nonstop to investigate those attacks and to produce reasonable answers based upon evidence that will help fill the enormous void left by mainstream news organizations, the Congress, and the Cain Commission. As most of you know, my long-awaited book, Crossing the Rubicon, The Decline of the American Empire at the End of the Age of Oil, has just recently been completed, and even as we speak today, the printing is starting in Canada. So we're very happy to see that, I am especially. We have been accepting advance orders for a week, and the first shipment should go out by September 14th. So those of you who have been waiting for that book, which is 700 pages long with 1,000 footnotes, plenty for all of you to digest, challenge, and do whatever you want to do with, it'll be available for you shortly, and we certainly hope before November 2nd. I don't know why I'd say something like that. You can find information about the book at the website fromthewilderness.com. I believe that Crossing the Rubicon provides amply documented evidence with which to initiate and sustain a number of indictments of top-level government officials for their roles in facilitating the attacks of 9/11. Most notably, as my chief suspect, I name Vice President Richard Cheney as both a planner and executor of those attacks.